The floor would be to Marianne Blacknett, please. Then just for the people who are in the room, then we have Mr. Freddie Jolly. And maybe our chief would like to address us to conclude this meeting. And on behalf of the COMEX, I will ask Philip to conclude this meeting. So this is what we have left on our agenda. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for giving me the time to present my report regarding the focus group with the women of Cree Nation of Nemska on the impacts of the Wabuti project.
Can I ask for a two-minute break just before we... I just have to leave, and I'll come back if you... Please
okay.
Wait 2 minutes.
I'm timing you.
Maybe I'm not the only one who'd like to do that, eh? Okay.
Then extend just my 2 minutes, too.
Okay, can I ask my colleagues from COMEX to join me? Okay, everyone, so if we can please reconvene. So, Marianne. Welcome to the COMEX meeting, and the floor is now yours.
Okay, I'm going to make something clear before I start off my presentation. These comments and concerns are our opinions and is not meant to represent the comments and concerns of all women of the Cree Nation of Nemska. The women that were present at that meeting all agreed to compile the comments and concerns in this document to be submitted to you guys. So I just wanted to make that clear because some women came to approach me.
Got your message loud and clear.
Okay. Our concerns are based on past experiences that impacted the community in such a negative manner that they should be prevented in all future anticipated development projects. The women expressed their concern regarding the closeness of the project to the community. This is especially alarming because the project will affect all community members and future generations, not only the family of the chaplain where the mine will be situated. During the focus group meeting we had, we discussed the consultation process that took place from the beginning of the project to the signing of the Chinuchi Agreement in early November 2014. We understand that the information sessions were given to the members during public meetings, but these public meetings were held to discuss multiple topics, and there was not sufficient time to cover important topics. Also, these meetings were held during the day when members are working and cannot leave their employment to participate in these meetings. More importantly, we feel that there was no consultations prior to the signing of the agreement, especially to address concerns regarding the agreement and to obtain the consent of the members. We request that more information be accessible to the members, information that is comprehensive and clear. Many of us repeatedly expressed our opposition towards this project, and we feel that our opinions were not taken seriously. The majority of the women that were present at our focus group meeting did not approve of the project. Each meeting or information session held on this matter, people expressed that they did not approve the Wabuji project and they did not feel that their voices were heard. So why are consultations being held if our concerns are not taken seriously? Furthermore, the leadership that initiated the project that approved the agreement should be present at all meetings and focus groups to respond to our questions. We want to know why they approved the agreement. When approving an agreement, that has such a huge impact on the well-being of the community. The council should always consult its members and ask for their consent. At the meeting held on the eve of the signing of the Trinity Agreement, a member asked if the council would meet with the youth before signing the agreement. The response we got was, it's too late, that all parties would be present the next day for the signing ceremony. Also, when answering questions, the council took a defensive approach. We demand that a council member explains or try to convince us that benefits of this project outweigh the negative impacts. We need to be convinced to better understand. We need to understand the pros and the cons of the project. Right now, we feel that only the advantages were presented without properly demonstrating the negative impacts. I don't want to go through the whole thing. The Cree Nation of Nemiska as a whole will be impacted by this project, and we should all be considered and consulted. Any benefits anticipated should be accessible to all community members, not only the family of the impacted trapline. Some members do not own any cabins on their trapline because their trapline was not affected by a development project. Some members of our community on their trapline, where is it? The community members are not treated equally. This creates conflicts between family members and community members. These conflicts are clearly caused by the development of the projects on the Cree land and are never addressed by the proponent on the projects. The community is left to deal with these conflicts. We have concerns as type of devices these batteries operate can cause diseases such as cancer. We also require more information on the mining itself. We suggest that the proponent organize a visit to a community or a town where an open mine pit is operational. Most community members will learn more by seeing a mine in operations than from reading about it on fact sheets, especially our elders. The process involved from digging up the material to transforming it into lithium to make batteries should be better explained to the members. A video of this process should be developed and translated in Cree. We would also like to be explained the different phases of the project. What is the first step? When do they start digging? And when will they start blasting? The community of Nemiska was built on the land. This is where the members want to live and practice their traditional way of life, not in the cities down south. We built our community in the middle of our land, and we are not going anywhere. Today, our youth are still practicing these traditional activities all year round. The mine will affect the land that we strongly feel about. The destruction of the land can never be compensated with money. It is our experience that when a development project goes through, the proponent rarely respects agreements. The community suffers loss and an increase in social issues, and the youth are impacted in a negative manner. This cannot be undone. Our traditional land, including the community, is now surrounded by electric poles and other hydropower structures. But now there may be a mine. What other projects will affect the community? When will it stop? Our group is particularly concerned about the impacts of the project would have on the health of the people, the animals, especially the mine will be located so close to a highly used hunting and fishing campsite and to the community of Nemiska. The physical and mental, social and spiritual health of the Nemiska population will be affected, And this is more important to us than any sum money received by the proponent. We are concerned about the physical health of our members, but more specifically, we are worried about those who already have health issues such as respiratory problems or are vulnerable in the light of their fragile state, such as premature infants or elders. We are not convinced that these impacts on our health can be avoided. We want to know how the prop, you guys, can promise that there will be no impacts on our health. Ideally, to prevent any type of health issues, physically, mental, social, spiritual, arising from this project, the mining project should not be authorized. But how can we stop the mining project? We would like to see prevention programs initiated immediately to prepare members to the possible health and social issues that will arise from this project. We want to know how the proponent intends on protecting the members who live in the camps located on the shores of Mountain Lake from contamination of water, dust, contaminated fish that are harvested. We would like to know exactly what type of emergency measures the proponent intends on putting in place in case of any emergency. These measures should be presented and explained to the community members. The emergency plan and its communications to the members should be paid by the proponent. How do they plan on helping the community if certain members become sick due to the operations of the mine? If the air, the water, and the land becomes contaminated, do they have a plan to remediate? We want the proponent to use alternative measures to transport the spodumene concentrate to Chibougamau, such as building their own road, or if an alternative cannot be possible, the route journal should at least be paid in order to make it safer for travelers. Because of the heavy machinery operating on the mining site and the trucks transporting the concrete to the route journal, the dust will always be an issue and the road will be damaged. We understand that the Cree Nation of Nemska has hired experts to review the impacts of the project on the aquatic environment. We are requesting that a similar study be completed on the impacts to the air quality since it's an open pit mine. We want to know what will happen to the trees that are on the site that surround the mining site. We are also very worried about the children who attend the Bible camp during the summer. The Bible camp is situated on the shores of Mountain Lake and is a very popular summer camp for the children of Nemska. Will the noise, quality of the water, and air affect their activities and their health? We are also worried about the health of the animals, especially the animals that we hunt to feed our families. The water quality will be affected and contaminated water will then flow to Nemska River. The water will no longer be safe to drink. Will affect the fish that we eat. In around 2007, following the commencement East Main A1 Sarcelle Powerhouse Fruit House Division Project, 14 pregnancies resulted in miscarriages and babies stillborn. Although the link between hydropower development projects and the deaths was never established, we believe that this was not a coincidence. What are the unknown impacts of the projects? The impacts that cannot be anticipated. And how will the proponent deal with these impacts? For the EM1A project, we were told about the river diversion, but we were unaware of all the poles that would be installed all over around the place. Can they determine the level of impact this project will have on our health, skin problems, respiratory problems, due to the population of the environment? Can this be determined Through health specialists, will there be health specialists available to answer our concerns throughout the mining projects? Furthermore, when it comes to medical services, our local clinics should not be asked to provide general medical services to outside workers. The proponents should provide general medical services to their workers. But for emergency purposes, the Nemska clinic would provide assistance and would require additional resources. The cost for the additional resources should be covered by the proponent. Our group wants training programs to be offered immediately to the members of the NEMSCA to ensure that the members are able to access the employment and opportunities as soon as they are offered, as soon as the mine is opened. Also, training programs should be offered for all positions. We often encounter situations where NEMSCA members are trained for a special skill, but then not hired. We do not want this to happen in this case. The members that are trained and become qualified should be guaranteed employment following the successful completion of the training program. Our group also discussed the Eleanor project in Uyumenji, and many women expressed their concern in the multiple layoffs that occurred following the completion of the construction phase. Many local employees were hired for the construction phase by the Tawich Construction. NEMSCA should learn from this experience and ensure that all employees are protected throughout all phases of the project. We want the certificate of, if the certificate of authorization is issued by the provincial administrator to include a condition requiring the proponent to engage the services of local entrepreneurs, businesses for all subtracted works, construction, catering, janitorial, etc. We also request that the proponent use the local facilities such as the hotel, the stores for all their needs. Should this project be accepted, it should create business for NEMSCA. We established that should a project be developed on the NEMSCA traditional land, any project, it should be owned by the Cree Nation and NEMSCA. We want to know, would it be possible and how much would the project cost? The NEMSCA people are the creators of the land and we need to protect the land. We are asking if we could purchase the claims that are owned on our land and how much it would cost. If land can be claimed, can water be claimed? Can we claim and protect the water sources? Our group is also very concerned about the alcohol to be an issue with the mine workers. The proponent should enforce a zero tolerance policy for drugs and alcohol. The proponent should require screening tests or at least require them to be sober at a reasonable amount of time before working on the mine. This would avoid hiring people with alcohol problems. We do not know the types of workers that will be hired and what they are capable of. We need to ensure the safety of the Cree workers and the community members from these workers. When Hydro-Québec opened their camps, Nemisco and EM1, the social issues increased substantially in the community of NEMSCA. At the camps, alcohol and other substances were accessible to all workers and was bought to the community illegally. We are concerned about the young women in the community. Some girls were lured into trucks by hydro camp workers. We are worried that we will see this type of behavior from the mine workers. The possibility of creating a local work group was discussed. These work groups would ensure the proponent is aware of the concerns throughout the life of the mine. In closing, We want to know what are the remedial measures that will be provided by the proponent. Will there be a specific fund for the purpose? And if so, who will manage this fund? Everybody should be treated equally. We will all be directly impacted by this project. As for the closure of the mine, whatever the plan is, the impacts will always be seen and felt. As a wise man once said, when something happens to our land, we die a bit inside. Once the land is destroyed, it is destroyed forever. This will particularly affect the youth. That is why we should always include the youth when considering such projects, as they will be the ones that will feel the impacts the most in the future. The majority of the women present at this focus group thought that the proponents should not be given the certificate authorizing the construction and operation of this mining project. They do not want to live so close to a mining project that will affect their lives in such a negative way. They even expressed their intention of initiating a petition to have the mining project stopped. However, should the certificate be granted, the group requests that the following conditions be included in the certificate of authorization. That the proponent and the Cree Nation of Nemska look into the possibility of relocating the community to Old Nemska. Then the Cree Nation of Nemska could then charge a rental fee for the proponents to use the existing community. Or that the proponent be direct to look into building more houses for community members. If trailers are going to be used by the proponent to lodge its personal employees, then that these trailers be automatically transferred to the Cree Nation of Nemska once they are no longer needed. Okay. That the proponents initiate prevention programs immediately to prepare members to the possible health and social issues that could arise from the project. That the proponent presents and explains to the members, the emergency measures that he intends on putting in place in case of any emergency. This emergency plan should be approved by the members, community members. That the proponent create a program to ensure the members that they will be protected against any negative impact on their health. That training be provided to the members immediately to prepare them for the employment opportunities to be offered by the proponent. That a program be set up to protect the employees that are hired for the mining project, whomever the employer may be, from termination of employment without cause. That the proponent engage the services of local entrepreneurs and businesses for all substantial work. That should the company wish to sell its claims to the land that it offers to the Cree Nation of Nemska, the possibility of purchasing and owning the Waboji project. That the proponent includes a screening test in its policies to ensure that workers hired do not have alcohol or substance abuse problems. Excuse me. And that the proponent, you guys, perform a background test on all employees to protect the members of the community from the presence near the community of workers that possess behavioral issues. On behalf of our group, I would like to thank you for listening to our comments and concerns. We hope that you will thoroughly review each of our concerns and take them seriously. The health and safety of our committee, as well as maintaining our traditional way of life, is very important to us and to our people. We have suffered through the negative impacts created by hydropower development projects that surround our community. We want this suffering to stop. The suffering will not stop if this project goes through, which will lose is so close to our homes if is allowed to proceed. I would also like to mention that I am also going around with the petition in the community to stand against this project. And this presentation I did, we're going to finalize it and we'll submit it to you at the end. So thank you.
Thank you very much for your recommendation.